In Russia today, President Vladimir Putin addressed a range of issues in his annual press conference. He did not talk about the economy at length, but when he did, he insisted the dramatic fall in the ruble will stabilize. And he admitted that Russia's central bank could have acted sooner. It raised interest rates just this week. The BBC's Olga Ivshina joins us from Moscow. And Olga, first of all, how are you? Because this is a very long press conference, more than 3 hours.
Yeah, but compared, you know, on the one hand, it was quite long, but on the other hand, it was way shorter than, let's say, in 2008 or even than last year's press conference. So we here felt quite a relief when he said that, oh, this is the last question.
Well, but overall, what did he say about the economy and this the falling ruble? We know there's Russians who have been buying up products, afraid that the costs are going to continue to skyrocket. What did he say?
He gave quite general, he said quite general words about trouble. He acknowledged that the situation is quite uneasy, and probably some actions by a Russian central bank and Russian economy ministry were taken too late. But on the other hand, he stood quite optimistic and underlined that probably the crisis would ease relatively soon. And no later than in 2 years, Russian economy will come back from the crisis and probably will show other optimistic figures. And moreover, he started from quite optimistic lines, saying that Russian economy showed some growth this year, and overall situation is used to be relatively stable and optimistic. And of course, it doesn't match in with the currency exchange rates, yeah, which you see in the streets, or with just really impressive and almost endless queues in shops, especially in shops with high tech and TV sets and all that stuff, because people are trying if not to save, but at least to invest their money in something, to get something instead of their money, because value of Russian ruble is decreasing, yeah, dramatically.
As you say, queues, long lines in all the stores, people buying up items. So it's interesting. They look at it as it's better to have a TV than to have the ruble, because the TV is going to be worth more. But did he say how he's going to make the economy recover?
Well, he mentioned this capital amnesty once again.
Capital amnesty. Let's talk about that. We have spoken here before about Russians putting their money, much of it outside of Russia, in European banks.
Well, of course, it relates more to rich Russians rather than to usual citizens. But yes, things which happened before was that, you know, some Russian oligarchs and other tycoons which earned their money during the 90s, they tried to put most of this money abroad into foreign banks and to offshores in foreign countries in order to secure their gains, because they were afraid of investigations in Russia, and that's why many capitals were stationed, so to say, outside Russia. Mm-hmm. What Vladimir Putin suggests is that if now businessmen bring their money back to Russia, they won't be asked about the source of this money, about where did this money come from, so they won't be questioned, there will be no criminal cases or something like this.
Did he actually say that if you bring your money back, there'll be no questions about where you got it?
Yeah. Not this time. He said it during his annual address to the parliament, to the uh-huh. Federal Council. Yeah, he mentioned it there, and he promised that there will be no questioning about the source of money, because he said but this amnesty, as he called it, would last for a certain period of time. So he underlined that for investors or for those who want to come back, this is the first but also the only chance to come back.
Yeah. Well, so he's raising that again, it sounds like. But he also talked about Ukraine. He said that the sanctions slapped against Russia after Russia took back Crimea were part of an historical campaign to weaken Russia. Here's more. Let's listen.
We do not attack in political sense of the world. We do not attack anybody. We only protect, defend our interests. And dissatisfaction of our Western partners, primarily American, is precisely because this is what we are doing.
So we have heard this before from President Putin. What else did he say about the sanctions?
Oh, that was, you know, in this respect, this was classical speech of Vladimir Putin. He blamed his Western opponents for many things which happened with Russia this year, with including, you know, some mishaps in the economy. But probably the most picturesque part of this speech was his example of bear. He said, like, you know, Russia is often associated with bear, but actually bear is quite peaceful creature which only eats berries and honey. At the same time, others, as he said, always try to put bear into a cage, to torn his teeth, etc. He would explain that he meant nuclear power by that. And as soon as this nuclear power would be removed, Russia would be torn into pieces. Basically, that's what he said.
Yeah, saying that people try to cage a peaceful bear, they tear out his fangs and his claws, and by that he meant Russia's nuclear weapons. Look, it seemed extraordinary, went on for quite a while. Noticed some interesting things. Some reporters, female reporters, seemed to flirt with him almost. But he did take questions from foreign journalists and Russian journalists who have been hostile toward him. What was your sense overall of the press conference?
Well, in terms of organizational, I mean, in terms of intrigue, this was really good. This was a really interesting press conference. And we should acknowledge that opportunity to ask a question was given to, you know, all different sorts of journalists, including opposition ones, foreign ones. And they did ask harsh questions. The problem is he started his answers with, you know, something quite ambivalent and then started moving back and forth. So the strongest questions, the most challenging questions, actually weren't answered at all.
I was listening when he was asked about if those were Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, and I think he said they were volunteers. So, the BBC's Olga Ishina in Moscow after today's press conference there with President Putin. Olga, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.